Okay, let's get started. Okay, welcome everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here discussing Parshas Ve'etzchanan. Ve'etzchanan Hashem Beis Ahi Le'mor. Or Chaim HaKadosh explains on this first pasuk. He says that there are four elements. There are four elements to every prayer. The first is supplication, tachnunim, and that comes from the word chanan, ve'etzchanan. Also, that the element should be that the prayer should be in good grace. Number two, matnas chinam, that we know that whatever Hashem gives to us as a result of the tefillos, which we, of course, don't expect to happen, but if they do, it's even all the better, meaning that schar mitzvah, that we get the schar for the opportunity to do another mitzvah. So matnas chinam means that we are not deserving of receiving any just reward. Bizman haroi, we also understand that that refers to at the right time, as we say in a Guten Talmud, as they say in Yiddish. And for borrower, that it should be clear to us through our tefillos, it should be clear as we enunciate the words in the tefillos, those words that we utter should be very clear. And hence we find that in the pasuk, in these six words. Ve'etzchanan refers to tachnunin and matnas chinam. It refers to supplication and the fact that we're not deserving of anything. That's one and two. Number three is Be'ez Ahi, that refers to Bizman Aroi, that at the right time we should receive what's coming to us, the good thing. Le'mar refers to that we should daven everything clearly. Ve'chanan is also not written Ve'echanan, that we refer to something that is absent the whole element, Mahos, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, since he put his whole guf, since he put his whole essence into the tefillos, it was one tefillah. It was one massive tefillah, says one mefarash. And that's the understanding of why it says Ve'etzchanan. And it's the language of his spoil. It's the language of grammatically that he's fully immersed in his tefillos. And Chazal say to us, they explain that Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like an Eved who says, Ahaf yes Adonai, that when Esishtiv Esbanai, like a person who says, I love my master, as Moshe Rabbeinu was uttering, the din is that with an Eved, that you have to say Ahafti twice. As it says, Vim Yomar Yomar Ha'eved, Vim Amar Yomar. But rather, Hashem says to him, I'll Tosef O Dabar Eli, don't continue to speak to me. Don't tell me Ahafti twice, because you might be it might be so convincing and powerful as to uproot what I have planned. And that's why Chazal explained that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 550 tefillos, and that's the gematria of Ve'etzchanan. And the Gra says that that each one of these 15 tefillos was for a separate tefillah. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have added another tefillah on top of that, then it's possible that he would have overturned what Hashem had decreed upon him not to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's also interesting to point out the gematrias. When we talk about gematrias, we can also say the word tefillah is 515, the word shira, 515. And when I was a little kid, I used to play around with gematrias. The Yitzchak is 208, and Rivka is 307, 515. And you get the mixture of din, which is gevura, emblematic of Yitzchak, as well as Rivka. Rivka is emblematic of chesed. And so, therefore, together you get a tesaris, which is Yaakov. So that's the reason why there's a very power. There's power in the tefillah. And I guess perhaps the seventh topic is that the Arachayim explains a little bit further into the parsha. He explains that even though the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was not received, we should never think that any tefillah goes unanswered, because it's very possible that every tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said that was not answered serves to benefit us here in the present day and in the future perhaps. And so every tefillah has a special place. Every tefillah has a special meaning. Chazon Ish explains that there are times when you find a regular simple family and I'm sure everybody can think of one. And from there comes out someone really special, comes out a tremendous Talmid Chacham, somebody who is perhaps an Adam Chashuv. And Adam Chashuv could be defined in many different ways. And that's only because of the grandmother that when she lit the candles, the Halakas Neros, she davened really hard. So we see that every tefillah, according to the Chazon Ish, has within it such power, such capacity to create things only for the better. And you know, there are two more points I wanted to share with you. The first is that Chazal say that if a person says the word na, which is lashon bakasha, twice, then it's very powerful. That's a very powerful word to say. Ein na lashon bakasha. As we say on Shabbos, sometimes there's in Sephardic Minyanim, they say, Kel na rafan Allah. There are two na's in there, so they're invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzrichana, Ana Hashem Atzrichana. These are very powerful words. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Tosef, Daber Elai Obed Davar Hazeh, don't tell me any more na's, because you've already said the word Ebrana, and I want to pass over into the land of Israel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please don't say the word na a second time, because if you do, then it's possible that that will unwind the ruling. So hence we learn that when a person is looking for something, if they say the word na, and they say it twice in close conjugation with one another, it has powerful, powerful implications. We close out with one beautiful thought. I don't remember where I saw it inside. But I remember it says, and those who attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they enrich themselves with life. The word Ba'atem is the same letters as Ve'emes and truth. So truth attaches itself to Hashem, meaning Mi Shaholech Im Emes, he who goes together with the Emes, Hu Yachol Yidabek Ba'Hashem. He is able to then attach himself to Hashem. So again, when you take a look at the word Ba'atem, the word Ba'atem refers to somebody who is Kulo Emes, somebody who is always speaking the truth. That person who speaks Emes, Mi Shaholech Im HaEmes, this person who guides his life and is truthful, Hu Yachol Yidabek Ba'Hashem. That's somebody who is able to attach himself to Hashem, and so therefore look back at the Pasuk, Ba'atem and Emes, Habigim Hashem and Lokechem, Chaim Kochem Ayom, they retain everlasting life. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you a Tzalcha, Brachin, and learning. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos, Nachamu, and Beth Hashem, I'll be back Sunday evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful, wonderful night.